don't know, I don't want to compare it to other years, but I mean, we got two guys who are talented enough to be taken in the top five of the draft, and we have another guy who played like it last year. So I like the three guys we got, and I've always been a fan of Brandon Allen, just watching him throughout his career, and to be able to get him in here also, I feel real fortunate with our four.
We now return with Murph, Mac, and Mayoko.
NBC Sports Bay Area 49ers insider Mac Mayoko.
Sponsored by Golden State. Since 1954, when you succeed, they succeed. Visit them today at goldenstatelumber.com. And by UCSF Health, redefining health.
On KNBR 104.5 and 680. Sports leader.
I love the tributes, Waterboy. Thank you for the more Tina Turner, the better. Now, one of the reasons we chose this one is because we just heard that Matt Maiocco is going to do this hit from the sixth hole at Tilden Park.
Well, Matty Maiocco better heed Tina's advice. Matty, you better be good to us.
Matty, so ready for my a dad joke here? So when I play golf and I hit a shot where I can't see how it turned out, I say to my partners, I call that the Tina Turner because it better be good to me. All right, that's my dad joke on the golf course.
You got to laugh at him, Matt.
All right, I do it. Yeah, I say that on the golf course. I've said it for years, and now we've lost her anyway. So there you go. So so today, Matty, when you hit a shot, you can't really see where it is. Say, I hope that's the Tina Turner. All right.
Okay. Absolutely. In memory of the great one. Yeah. But right now, I'm standing about 75 yards in, short par four.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm birdieing this hole.
Well, yeah, you get now. Are we doing just a little knockdown wedge here? What are we doing? A little?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a little bit of wind in my face. Would you? Could you fill about 15 seconds?
Yes, go hit the shot.
I'd like to hear it. Yes.
So, Paulie, I'll tell you because you're not a big golf guy, but like
get into a golf voice too. Like get into a Nance. Like
75 yards.
Okay, here we go. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay,
70. He's got 75 yards. Slight wind in his face.
Phone right by the ball.
Okay, 75 yards. Slight wind in his face. Look, sets up well for his gap wedge, which he usually hits about 80.
Spectacular.
With the wind 5 yards, should knock this thing down. Maybe get a little spin back. Could be looking at birdie, everybody.
Hey, you know what? That's a good looking shot right there.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Oh, man. You know what?
It's rolling. I got it, Val.
Are you in honor of Tina Turner? Are you dancing? AKA private dancer.
See,
all right,
absolutely. I'm 20 feet for birdie here.
Paulie, they call the putting green the dance floor. So are you dancing?
Yeah. Nice.
So he's dancing.
Nice.
He's got about a 20 footer. That's not an automatic, but
it's doable.
Better be good to
him. How's your putt game, Matt? Are you a good putter?
Not good. Not good at anything. I play like once or twice a year.
Right.
How's Tilden this morning? Just gorgeous.
It's really cold, but I'm dressed appropriately.
All right, Matty, what's going on with the 49ers? What did we learn this week?
I don't know that we learned too much other than they're really confident, sounds like, that Brock Purdy is going to be available week one. And, I think the fact that he's, he's expected to start throwing next week, that's a good thing. And it sounds like, he's coming along very much on schedule. So, just in hearing what Kyle Shanahan had to say, I would say the odds on favorite as of right now to be that starting quarterback September 10th against Pittsburgh would be Purdy.
Okay. So that's just great news. Like we were saying, so many things could have gone wrong, right? I mean, when they open up the elbow, they got to find something worse or the recovery's not going, but knock on wood, everything is going well for him. And now that would mean he throws next week or?
Yeah. He's going to start throwing. He's been doing going through the motions with a towel. But he'll start throwing, start ramping it up. He's not going to be ripping, 45 yard throws down the field, but he's in a situation right now where he's doing everything but throwing a football. And he's basically going through the motions, like I said, with something light in his hand, and then next week he'll start throwing the football. Okay, I'm going to size up this.
Do your thing, man. Is it breaking right to left, left to right?
It looks pretty straight, maybe little bit of left
Matty,
to right.
I'm rooting for you.
Leave it short.
Don't leave it short.
Paulie, you never want to leave it short, right? You don't want to leave it in the jaws.
In all respects, yes.
It'd be like you walking off the stage saying, I didn't give it my all on that vocal.
See, that would never happen. I'm going to sell out every time. But one thing, that's a sentence Tommy Lee has never spoken, leaving it short.
That's all very true.
I missed it by a half inch.
Well, they call that the burn the edge, Matty, or
Oh, very much so. So it's a gimme par.
And do we also at this point say that's what she said?
Oh, hey now. See, we're going blue today, Matty. Yeah.
Hey yo.
Hey.
Lasso made a reference to that in his last episode. He said something about being long. He goes, like they would say that girl said in the American Office.
Murph will be up in the Catskills next week. Yeah.
Anyway, back to 49ers.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so and then there was another report from Sam Darnold about the Sam Darnold talent bolstering your whole thing. Anything you heard this week or saw this week about him that changed anything about his trajectory?
No. I mean, I think that they think he is a very talented guy, which he is. I don't think that's in dispute. And, we saw it on the practice field. Yes, he can absolutely throw the ball very well. I would say probably the bigger thing, though, would be Trey Lance. He just seems to have, maybe even a better mindset. I think the work in the off season, I think the kind of the lack of pressure now that he feels.
Yeah.
And it appeared to me like he was spinning the ball a lot better. The big thing that they talked about this week, and that we've heard about in the past, is that just how much that finger impacted him, the broken finger from his rookie year, and it really changed the way he gripped the ball and threw the ball. And I could tell that he was spinning it a little bit better, better spiral. So, it sounds like he's in a better position right now than he was a year ago when he was the starter. The problem is for him is that if Brock Purdy's healthy and Brock Purdy does nothing to lose the job, then Sam Darnold and Trey Lance will never have an opportunity to get on the field. And that's, obviously what the 49ers are hoping for, because Purdy right now is the presumptive starter, and if he plays well when he gets out there, then he's not going to give anybody else a chance.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Yeah, Brock Purdy, man, the story going well, the recovery going well, and everybody's saying he's going to be the guy. What other stories were cropping up at camp? I imagine Drake Jackson, people are keeping their eyes on him. Some of the rookies, what to you, outside of quarterback, what storyline grabbed you the most at the OTAs?
Well, I think when you talk about OTAs, it's guys in shorts and shirts running around. And so that really doesn't lend itself to much analysis of the big guys, even the linebackers. If you're not in pass coverage or you're not catching passes, then there's really nothing you can tell. The offensive linemen, it isn't exactly their time to shine, nor the defensive linemen. But I would say the one thing that kind of popped out to me was the cornerback situation, or even nickelback to be more specific. Isaiah Oliver comes to the 49ers from the Falcons, and to hear Steve Wilks talk, when they knew they were losing Jimmy Ward, they felt like they needed to go out and get a guy that they considered one of the better nickelbacks in the league, and that's Isaiah Oliver. And that was somebody that really wasn't on, I don't think, anybody's radar as being a top flight nickelback. But he showed up the first day of practice. He had some pretty good coverage, some PBUs. So it sure looks like he's kind of the guy right now that it's his job to lose for that nickelback spot, which really, when you think about it, is probably the biggest most important unknown starter position on the 49ers.
Right, the nickelback position, and the DBs, of course, always an issue, but that's where Steve Wilks is supposed to be helping out big time, too.
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. and he's a guy that he's a very hands-on defensive coordinator from the sense that, you know, his background is coaching defensive backs, and you could tell. I mean, he's out there. He's really coaching those guys up. So, you know, his forte is the defensive backfield, just like, you know, the last two defensive coordinators, Robert Saleh and DeMeco Ryans, their forte was the linebackers. So a little bit of change in emphasis as far as where you see the defensive coordinator for the 49ers during their practices.
Hey, Maddie, not about the 2023 Niners, but I'm doing the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame dinner tonight, and Patrick Willis is going in.
I will see you there.
Oh, nice. What's your Pat Willis story?
Yeah, give me one. Give me a good one.
Man. There's so many.
Yeah.
You know, I guess, and it's almost after his career is over. Just the fact that how he was such a dedicated, do everything right kind of player, but when it was over, when he felt like he couldn't be the guy anymore, mm-hmm. he quit playing football. He retired and hasn't ever really turned his back to, hasn't had any qualms about moving forward with his life. And, you know, I give you a little bit of insight here. You know, he's been a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. And he publicly and privately was all about Zach Thomas getting into the Hall of Fame before him. So that kind of gives you a little bit of insight into what this guy is all about. His idea was, as much as he wants to be in the Hall of Fame, he feels like some of the older players, you know, who are around longer, deserve it more than him. And so just a very selfless guy, and a guy who just really is comfortable in his own skin, doesn't have to, you know, politic for himself or pump himself up. He's very confident in what he accomplished in the game. And so he's just a really solid person.
And he will get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, right?
I mean,
that's not even.
I believe so. I believe so.
Me too.
I think that probably after last year, I'm feeling very confident. What's the distance here, guys? 195. Okay, I got a 195
shot.
By the
way, did you go out as a singleton or are you playing with people we know?
Oh, no. Actually, here's the funny thing. Can I tell them what street we live on? Okay. So my two neighbors, we live, and tell me if this isn't set up for three golfers. The street we live on?
Yeah.
Sweet Drive.
Wait, what drive?
Sweet Drive. So, I mean, how can you not be a golfer?
Dude,
and live
Sweet
on
Drive.
Sweet Drive.
All right, so,
yeah.
So this is your crew? This is the Lafayette crew?
Drive, man. Let's drive.
Oh, you hear that?
I couldn't quite hear that.
It's a par three and 195. And like,
what are we hitting there? 191. See, at our age now, 195, what are you going? Are you going to go hybrid? Are you going to go hybrid on this?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I still carry the four iron.
I go hybrid, too.
I still go four iron.
The one clown says, hey, that's driver for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Okay, I'm gonna put the phone down.
Okay, last one. Maddie, take a breath, swing slow. All right, that's it. So Maddie Miracle getting a 195 hybrid to the par three. Paulie Mac, 195 is a little challenging on a par three.
I believe you.
But did you hear that? That was Maddie's swing.
Record that and cut that. That was a nice, solid swing.
That was not good, though.
Sounded good over the air.
Snap it left or push it right,
you know?
Left.
Yeah, that's what happens. We get quick, don't we? We get quick. Yeah. I hear you, buddy.
All right.
Well, listen, I'll see you tonight, and I'll find out if you broke a hundy, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
I look forward to it. This is a really fun event, and I know, Murph, you know, you've done this how many times in the past?
It's only my fourth or something like that. Yeah.
I was just telling the guys about the year that Brad Gilbert went in, and Andre Agassi,
dude,
gave one of the all-time
one of the best speeches I've ever been present for.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable. The next day, I went out and bought his book.
Seriously,
I'm serious. He was the greatest public speaker I think I've ever heard.
I think I'd sign on that petition, Maddie. I really would. Yeah. All right, yeah. So we can't promise that tonight, but we'll keep. I can promise we're going to keep it moving, Maddie. That's what I promise. Okay. All right? All right.
Very good.
All right, Matt Mayoko.
Cheers, Maddie.
Football. Yeah, man. And Brock Purdy maybe throwing next week? How about that? No more violent motions with a towel.
Let's hope not.
Violent motions with your hand and a towel.
Unless I'm home alone, then it's okay.
One last thing. Sure. Travis Ishikawa is now going to do Giants post-game analysis.
You don't have to twist my arm. Kind of waiting for this all day, to tell you the truth.
Ishikawa DeVita, honey.
I don't know.
Don't you know that we love you? Ishikawa DeVita, baby. Don't you know it will always be true?
Honest to goodness.
It's got its own
station
charm.
On XF, Sirius XM called Deep Cuts.
Yeah, that's one of them.
That's Peter Hartlove's favorite.
Peter, I appreciate the support, brother. I really do. By the way, he's pretty due on the show.
We do. Okay, Ishikawa DeVita, baby. Don't you know that we'll always be true? Next on the Sports Leader.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.